Good morning, everyone. I hope you all enjoyed your first session, the keynote speakers this morning. My name is Colleen Kelly Howard. I'm the Executive Director for Girls on the Run Philadelphia. Girls on the Run Philadelphia is proud to partner with the Pennsylvania Conference for Women and its efforts to increase the representation of women and young women in leadership roles by empowering them to make their mark in their companies, their careers, and their communities. It's the mission of my organization and our speakers' organization to inspire and empower the next generation of women. Girls on the Run is a physical activity-based positive youth development program serving girls in third through eighth grade. Over a 12-week season, our program endeavors to unleash confidence through accomplishment using running as a platform to give girls life skills that will help them successfully navigate adolescence. I encourage you all to visit our booth down in the expo hall to learn more about getting involved. And now I'm thrilled that you are here to participate in the breakout session, I Am That Girl, Empowering Your Everyday Life. I'm excited to introduce you to our speaker for today, Emily Greener. Emily helped launch I Am That Girl in 2008, a nonprofit inspiring girls to love, express, and be who they are. I Am That Girl is currently represented by over 100 local chapters across the country. As co-founder and CEO, Emily brings passion and dedication to connect with girls, creating inspiring content, and developing savvy programs that empower them to transform their self-doubt into self-love. To date, Greener and her team have built a meaningful brand and developed the strategy and support that inspires a community of over 250,000 girls daily and is growing. Her willingness to lead with vulnerability and her genuine passion for people makes her an influence girls are inspired to. Please join me now in welcoming Emily.
Thank you so much. You could go on the stairs. Thank you. Hi, people. This is fun already. Thank you so much. Not to humble brag, but to humble brag, it's actually 500,000 now. And the reason that hasn't been updated is because it grows so quickly that I forget to look at Facebook at the numbers part. And I tell you that to tell you that I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story today. And what I want all of you and all of us to know and to remember is that we look different. We have different interests. We have different personalities. We have different stories. We've had different struggles and different triumphs. But there are some fundamental things that connect every single human being. There are some fundamental things that connect every single girl. So you could look at a girl. I know that you're all sort of separated by groups. But I would in my head, I'm like mixing you all up. Because the reality is, and we'll learn more as we go, but the reality is you could probably look to your left and you could probably look to your right and almost guarantee, come in, welcome to today. Best session of your life. So anyway, you could probably look to your left and you could look to your right and guarantee that if you said the thing out loud that you've never said before, the person to your right or the person to your left would either say, me too, or I totally get it. I know someone who's been who's gone through that in that exact thing. And the reason that I tell you that is because we walk through life going through all of these things, thinking that we're going through them alone. And what I call mental and emotional real estate is occupied, thinking we're going through this thing alone. And when we think we're going through it alone, it creates all of this shame and all of this doubt and all of this fear that takes up so much of our space that we actually don't have any room to think. We don't have any room to create, to discover, to heal. And so the reason why we have 500,000 girls, which is crazy town, USA, because Alexis and I, who I'll tell you about, started this when we were 24, two really passionate girls on a mission, no clue what we were doing, and now there's 500,000 of you. That is crazy. What I would love to know is who's in the room. So I'm told that you're all here on scholarship, correct? So I'm going to make some assumptions about you. Please let me know if I'm wrong. I don't like that I can't see you guys. I want to see you. Well, if you want to move, I know you're on crutches, but I love you, and I just want to see you. If you want to move yourselves, you're welcome to. You won't bother me. Thank you. That's great. Thank you. Round of applause, everybody, for this fine woman. Yeah, this is good. This is better. I feel weird when I can't see people. This is better, right? I'm attractive. You want to look. So are you. So you're all here on scholarship. So my assumptions about you are that you are extraordinary people. My assumptions about you is that to some degree you're already a leader, or that you have something inside of you that wants to be a leader. Again, tell me if I'm wrong. My assumptions about you are that you do things the way that you believe is right. You do what's right, what you believe is right most of the time. So I would love to just hear from a couple of you right out of the gates. And I just want to know why you're here, why this conference. Is it something you've been wanting to do for years? Is it something you just heard about? Do you not know why you're here and all of a sudden you're surprised, hopefully pleasantly surprised? Anyone who, I just want to know why you're here, why you're sitting in this room. Yeah.
I'm here.
Loud and proud, please. Amazing. Thank you. Yeah, totally. Yes. And I just want, I don't know if you all know this, but speaking in public is like the number one fear of people over death. So when people speak, I'm serious. That one wasn't a joke. I make many, but that wasn't. So when people speak, whether you do it sort of like just in your head or actually like send them love, I always like put my hands up to like send love. But just keep that in mind, that sending someone love while they're speaking actually helps them to speak better. Yes, lovely. A little louder, I know it's...
Hi, everybody. My name is Ashley. I'm a sucker. I'm here with my group,
as a member of the group, my kind of woman. Anyone else over here? Left side love? Anybody? No one? You don't know why you're here. You're like, where am I? Yeah, please.
My name is Lauren Hoffman. I am still in middle school currently. I'm in sixth grade, but I'm the only one here from a group called FBLA, which is Future Business Leaders of America, and I want to be a leader.
Madam President, thank you. Yeah. Cool. Okay, so yeah. Yeah. Oh, you go next. No, please, please, please. Amazing. Amazing. And you lovely, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Okay, so my assumptions about all of you are right. Last one right here.
I'm Dominique Guest, and we're from Sherman Mansion. We are here to support Clarissa Murray, who is interviewing
Carly Lilligren. Wow. Did you say you're from Strawberry? Strawberry what?
Strawberry Mansion.
Strawberry Mansion. That's a place. I want to go there so bad. Okay, so my assumptions about you were correct. It is an honor to be in a room with you. This session is for you, not for me. And before I get started, I want to say that I don't feel entitled to be on this stage. I don't feel just because I'm standing here and I'm raised up above you, which if it wasn't for seeing all of you, I would be on the floor. I don't feel entitled to your attention. You've all chosen to be here and to sit here, but it doesn't mean that you have to pay attention, and it doesn't mean that you have to engage, and it doesn't mean that you have to be a part of this with me. And I'm asking that you are, and I'm asking that you do, because when you send love to me when I'm speaking, I actually say the words better for you to then hear and for us to have a conversation. So this is not a one-way conversation, even though I'm going to talk a lot. This is a two-way conversation. We are in a relationship right now. And I want to just say the thing that I say before every single team meeting we have at I Am That Girl, that every single chapter, all 175 chapters, say before they start every chapter, which is, this is a safe space to be exactly who you are instead of who you think you're supposed to be. The world thinks we're supposed to be a lot of things. This is where you can be who you actually are. It's a place where I'm going to ask you to be honest, and I'm going to ask you to be vulnerable. And I'm not going to ask that you all agree on everything, but I am going to ask that we respect each other. Agreeing on everything would be boring, but hearing someone out and understanding where they come from and listening is respectful, and it makes life a little bit more interesting. So is everyone down for that? Is everyone cool with this being a safe space? Everyone has each other's backs in this room. Is there anyone not cool with that? Cool. Awesome. My name is Emily Greener, and I'm not sure when someone let me be on a stage to talk to people, but I'm super excited that they did. And in order for me to tell you the story about I Am That Girl, I have to first tell you my story, because this is a very personal journey, and why I wake up every day and do it is incredibly personal. So I'm just going to get us started with a couple of my hero's quotes, and I'm going to ask three people to stand up and share these. That's not what's supposed to happen. Go. No. Why? Can you guys see that? Who wants to read this out loud? Yeah, please, loudly, and stand up. Tay Tay. Who's next? Yes. Stand up, please. Thank you. Send her love. The heck with sugar and spice. You all know Bethany Hamilton? Yes? For those who don't, very quickly, yes, you're my girl next. Really quickly, it's important. Bethany Hamilton's passion was to surf. She surfed and she surfed and she surfed and she won awards, and she was super young when she won them. A shark bit off her arm and she went to the hospital. And then she went home and she recovered. And as soon as she could get up again, she got back in the water with one hand. And when people went to her parents and said, "What is wrong with you? Are you crazy? You're letting your daughter go back out into the ocean?" She got her arm bitten off by a shark. Her parents said, "Asking her not to surf would be asking her not to breathe. How could we possibly do that?" That's passion. That is someone living for something bigger than herself. Super inspiring. Okay. Yep. Sarah Bareilles. Okay, so I told you I was going to tell you a little bit about my story. That's me. I know, so cute. Self-love tip number one. Keep an adorable photo of yourself when you're little in your wallet at all times. or put it on your screensaver or whatever, because it's impossible not to love on you when you look so cute. And all of you are probably the most adorable little babies when you were growing up. And so, anyway, that's me. I was, you know, just as eccentric as I am now. My hair was just as big as it is now, except now I love it and rock it, and then I was terrified by it. And I grew up with a great family and went to a great school, and I was in seventh grade, and I went to a new school, and I walked into the cafeteria, and I had all of these friends from elementary school and from my school right before, and I walked into this cafeteria, and I knew some people, but I didn't know everybody. And do you all remember, and you might still sort of feel, but when you walked into the cafeteria, and mine was like a closed-off room, so you opened the door and you walked in, and I was walking in, like, it was no big deal, and then I stopped short and was like, oh, my God, and I maybe turned white, and I realized that I didn't know where I was going to sit. And everyone knows that the table you sit at when you're in middle school pretty much determines the rest of your life. So I panicked, and Carla DeMeo, who I knew from fifth grade, was like, Emily, come sit with us. And I was like, vroom. And it was the popular table. And I was like, cool. It's going good. So I strut over there like I'm all big timer. And as I get closer, I realize, oh my God, these girls are gorgeous, and oh my God, these guys are so fine. Because we used to say that back then, he's fine. And immediately I started becoming riddled with, I don't fit in, I don't look like them, I'm not as skinny as them, and I'm not as pretty as them, and they're all probably really smart, and I'm not that smart. So I sit down, and I'm terrified, and my heart's beating. And they start talking, and I'm just sort of trying to blend in. And I say something out loud, and everyone laughs. And it feels so good when everyone laughs when you say something. And all of a sudden, I was like, ooh, making people laugh. They like that. I'm going to keep doing that. And, you know, a couple weeks went by, and one of the Brittany Hammer, who's my best friend to this day, he's pregnant now, which is crazy, because she's still in seventh grade. She needed someone, and none of the other girls were around, and so she like talked to me about it, and I was there for her, and whatever I said to her made her feel better. And she was like, oh, thank you, I love you, we know we're just new friends, but I really love you. And she hugged me, and I registered, okay, be a really good friend all the time, that's what you have to do, they like that. And then I remember walking, like, we went on a Saturday, we were all hanging out, and someone said to me, you're always like so happy, you're always like lighting everyone up. I get so much energy when I'm around you. And I registered, okay, be energetic, make them happy, make them smile, be positive. And this is what we do, like survival mechanisms. By the way, I didn't know I was doing this at the time. I wasn't some freakish seventh grader that was like super self-aware. But looking back, that is exactly what was happening. And so I took on this identity of happy, great friend, leader. When no one could decide what we were going to do on a Friday night, we're going to get ice cream and then going to a movie, obviously. Everyone's like, great. I'm like, I know where to go. Follow me. And they loved it. So I was like, cool. They like this. And I took on all of these things. Be positive. Be funny. Be all of these things, okay? Which, by the way, are me. Those are absolutely a part of me. But what ended up happening was I held on to them so tightly that I actually never let myself be afraid. And I never let myself have doubt. And I never let myself be insecure because I was terrified that if anyone saw anything other than happy, positive, energetic, good friend Emily, they wouldn't like me. And I didn't realize that that was the case until I was 24 years old. So this went on and on. And by the way, it worked. I was class president. I was homecoming queen. I was in the best sorority at my college. I was doing all of the things, and life was like, good job, good job, good job, good job. All of the things the world says matters, I was doing right. And so I was like, great, this must be what needs to happen. Except what is it at like the cost of? So all of us have self-doubt. Duh. Except I thought that if I had self-doubt, I was nothing, that I was piece of dirt, that I shouldn't be around anybody, I shouldn't leave the house, and I didn't deserve to have friends if I was in a low mood. If I showed up to school one day and I was sad, Instantly, my friends would be like, what's wrong? You're always happy, what's wrong? And all I could hear was, something's wrong. I'm wrong. What's wrong with me? I must be wrong. I shouldn't be like this because everyone's telling me I'm wrong. So this is, all of us, by the way, have our thing. Everyone in this room has a thing that you know everybody likes. That's your go-to thing. This is how I'm going to survive. This is how I'm going to walk. This is my thing. I'm going to do this and people like it. And all of us have the thing, the part of us that we wish we could express, but that we don't. Or that we don't even realize we're not expressing, but that's a very real part of us. And we're scared if we express it, then someone's not going to like us somewhere. And that's all like we as humans need and want, is to belong, is to be seen, is to be heard, is to be liked. So I went to LA to pursue acting, and there was a very different dream in store for me there. And thank God I was so passionate about acting at the time, because I moved to LA by myself and nothing would have had me do that other than this like yearning passion to be an actress. And I was there for a year, and I was with a group of friends, which was new for me, that like when I was succeeding, I was a threat. And when I was struggling, I was someone to be sort of walked over. And I was kind of like, okay, you mold me into like who you need me to be in order for you to like me. Like, what do I need to be? Tell me what to do and I'll do it. And I got invited to this party in downtown LA at the top of a hotel, someone's random birthday party. I had one friend. She was like, come. And I was like, okay, great. And I met this girl named Alexis Jones. Nope. Yeah. So cute. She was an adult, though. She was also 24 when we met. Hi, small child in a bar. We shook hands, and we were best friends at first sight. It was the most significant conversation of my life. She starts telling me about who she is. I'm feeling like super warm and fuzzy inside. I'm like, I really like you. You're being super honest. I pull up a chair and she tells me her life story. Except she tells me the version of it that's super honest, the things she's embarrassed by, the things she's ashamed of, the things she's proud of, the things she's in question of, the things, all of these things. And I remember thinking, I can't believe this girl's telling me all of this. Is she crazy? I'm a stranger. And then something really crazy happened. I started saying things and I was like, oh my gosh, me too. And this is what I'm afraid of and scared of. And like this other part of me, like Will Ferrell in what's that movie? Come on. Where he was genius and all of a sudden he's like, whoa, what just happened? I blacked out. This other version of me, old school is the movie. This other version of me was like, I can't believe you're telling her all of this stuff. And then we talked about the fact that we couldn't believe we were telling each other all of this stuff. And why are you going through this and I'm going through this and I've never said it out loud? And by the way, why are we all so mean to each other? And why are we all so mean to ourselves? And what would be possible if we lived in a world where girls collaborated instead of competed? And where we, thank you. And where we contributed to the world as much as we consume. And what does the 21st century women's movement look like? One where we could be smart and sexy. We don't have to choose anymore. Where we could be bold and beautiful and fierce and feminine and all of these things that people used to have to choose between. What would be possible if we invited guys into the conversation and didn't make it an us versus them? Because the truth is, it's us versus ourselves is what's happening. So what would be possible if we did that? What does it look like today? There was amazing progress that was made with female rights activists whenever that happened. Today, we're living in a different world with different problems, and women and girls have different things going on and different things that we need to fight for. And I quote fight for because I don't actually believe we have to fight. I actually believe that we have to love. I think that if we keep fighting, if we keep demanding, if we keep putting out this me versus you, the world is against me, we're actually not going to get anywhere because guess what? We haven't gotten that far. I mean, there has been amazing things that have happened, and I pay homage to the women before us who have led the way to allow us to struggle with what we struggle with today, but we struggle with what we struggle with today, and it's different. And I fundamentally believe that we struggle from an epidemic of self-doubt. Like, straight up, we are paralyzed by self-doubt. So Alexis and I have this really passionate conversation, and oh my gosh, and what would it mean, and yeah, and she prior to meeting me, so she grew up gorgeous, like bombshell blonde, dimples, A student, all of these things, thin, she was modeling, she knew celebrities, she was working at ESPN. She had all the things that the world said mattered to her. She was going to USC, she was living in 90210. She had all these insecurities that she had when she was in middle school and high school, just like I did. And then she went and proved the world wrong by checking off all the boxes. Pretty? Check. Thin? Good body? Check. Great zip code? Check. Popular friends? Check. Great school? Check. Good grades? Check. And she was miserable. She was so unfulfilled, and she was literally brought to her knees and called her mom one day and was like, what, I did all the things that I was told I was meant to do, and I actually achieved them, which, by the way, most people spend a lifetime trying to get these things, and I'm actually here, and I've never been more empty. What is going on? And she said, well, you're living a you-centered life and not an us-centered life. And, you know, what would it mean to wake up every day with a purpose? And Alexa's story goes that she then went on Survivor, and she had this amazing experience that taught her all of these things about life and who she was, who she really was. And she came back, and she went to, in college, she went and did a play called The Vagina Monologues, which I'm sure you're all familiar with, which is awesome. And it was amazing how Eve Ensler could have these really serious conversations. Like, anytime there's a room talking about rape, people aren't, like, rushing to go to that room to talk about it. But Eve Ensler was able to get thousands of people pouring into this auditorium to listen about not only rape, but everything. All of the stuff that we're all like cringing and not wanting to talk about it, she knew how to do it. So Alexis went back to her sorority and was like, do you guys know this is happening? And they were like, no. And she's like, would you be down to talk about it once a week? And so her sorority, girls in her sorority started meeting once a week to have these like real conversations. Well, fast forward, and then she went on Survivor, and now we're meeting, and she's like, there's this thing called I Am That Girl, and I want to bring it out into the world, and I want to launch it in 6 weeks, and it's, you know, it's this website where we can say the things out loud that no one else is saying, and it can be really conversational, and we can talk about all the things that's relevant to what it means to be a girl in the 21st century, and we can ask people to talk back, and we can give people a way to take these conversations into their everyday life. Will you join me? I was like, yes, I will join you, thank you. So we meet the next day, and we put this Craigslist ad out to get writers and editors for this blog that we had to launch in 6 weeks. And she's writing vigorously. She's an amazing writer. And I'm over her shoulder like, say the thing about the 21st century women's movement. She's like, oh, yeah. And we're like, oh, yeah. And it was this long, like, credo manifesto. Who's coming with me? And it wasn't a typical Craigslist ad at all. So we're like, it felt so good. And we left, and we went and got lunch or something. We came back 3 hours later. Over 300 applications for an unpaid internship from Craigslist. And we were like, okay, this isn't just us. Fantastic. We interviewed people at our office, AKA Coffee Bean. We like, I don't know, maybe grabbed our mom's blazers and we're like, hey, we're official. And we got all of these different kinds of people, these girls from all walks of life, some dudes that were like, yes. And we're like, yes. We brought on 23 interns and had our first company meeting out of Alexis's apartment, which meant that we were all sitting on the floor, and we had no idea what we were doing, and we had no idea how to run a business, but we knew the space and culture we wanted to create from day one. And we sat in that room, and before we started, we said, this is a place where you can be who you are instead of who you think you're supposed to be. This is a place where we're going to ask you to be honest, and we're going to ask you to be vulnerable, and we're going to ask you to disagree freely and respectfully. And we're going to talk about all the things. And some of the things are going to offend you. And if it does, please just let us know. And you're welcome to step out. But we are going to talk about all the things. We're not going to shy away from any of the things. Because guess what? All the things are happening. So if we're not talking about it, we're just fooling ourselves. So what? We're going to go through all the things alone, silently, while all the things are happening to everyone? Why? Why? I never understood that. There's so much shame in not talking about it. So why don't we just talk about it? And so, you know, we were like, okay, so tell us who you are and what you're struggling with and why you think you're awesome. It sounded just about like this. No one wanted to do or say anything because that's terrifying. Are you kidding me? And in that moment, I'm told you all want takeaways. I want to give you the first one. In that moment, we learned that if we're going to be bold enough to ask people to be vulnerable, we have to be brave enough to go first. And a leader goes first. Whatever you're asking of people, you do it first. Because not only does that show that you're in this team with whoever it is you're leading, but they'll follow the way that you do the thing first. So I went first and I said, I'm Emily and I struggle with the fact that I'm lonely and I'm super scared and I'm realizing that the things that I do and say is really just so that you'll like me. And I operate from that place most of the time. And I'm awesome because I just said that to all of you. And I've never said that before. And I'm feeling super, but I'm saying it anyway. And that's who I am today. And they were like, yes. And I was like, wow. I didn't expect to be liked by saying the thing I was most terrified to say. And then sure enough, one girl after another. I was bullied in high school. And I got super depressed. And I wanted to kill myself. I wanted to take my own life. And we're all just like, wow, my gosh, how dare this person? And the next person raised her hand and said, I was a bully and I did that to someone and I never knew the impact I had on the people that I did that to. And I just wanted someone to hate themselves as much as I hated myself. And we're all like, whoa. And we watched one girl say sorry and the other girl forgive. And all of our minds were blown. And this isn't like anything that, like, their lives were fundamentally different. And this happened over and over and over. All different kinds of things that we heard. And I joked that girls sprouted wings and flew out the door because none of us ever knew we needed a place like this. And by the way, these aren't girls that on a Saturday night we would be calling and hanging out with because we were all different people and all different personalities. But it didn't matter. Because for this time and this space, we were here to be who we are. We were here to talk about the things that matter. We were here to have each other's backs, and we were here to figure out how we can spread this and talk about this and have more people be involved. So Alexis and I were like, we have to go tell this to everyone and create this kind of conversation and this kind of culture everywhere. And we ended up going for the next 3.5 years to speak to over 100,000 girls in person. And so that's what we looked like when we actually met, not like little babies. And so we went and spoke to all of these girls, and we shared one message on a stage, this one. And like you, people came from all walks of life. And afterwards, they would wait online for hours to share their stories. They just wanted to be heard, and we were the ones that were vulnerable first on a stage. And I'll tell you right now, I want you all to like me. I hope that what I say leaves you thinking, she's cool, and she's smart, and she's funny, and she's like, I kind of want to be your friend, and she's so inspiring. That's what I'm hoping for right now. And if you don't, my little heart's going to be sad, and my little ego's going to be sad, and I'm going to be insecure. That's just the truth. Oh, well. Big deal. Great, now you know everything there is to know about what I'm feeling right now. It's so true, I'm not kidding at all. And that is everyone's walking around with whatever they're walking around in any given moment. And so these girls would wait online for hours to share their stories, and we heard stories across the board. On this side of the spectrum, I'm being raped by my brother. I'm suffering with an eating disorder today, and I never had the courage to tell anyone about it, and I want to tell someone about it now. I'm very, very depressed, and I think about taking my own life. I have my dad hits me, violence, everything you can imagine. This side of the spectrum of people who are in it right now, some very much life or death. Then you have this side of the spectrum, all in the same room, all in the same talk, all in the same line, waiting to share afterwards. This side of the spectrum is, I know I deserve a raise, but I don't know how to ask for it. I have this big idea of how I want to change the world, but I'm terrified, and so I'm probably not really going to do it. The girls who won't raise their hand, the girls who won't say what they know they have to say, the girls who just, the unmet potential, which let me just tell you, the unmet potential in this world in itself is a tragedy. It is an absolute tragedy. And I love this. I love you. You're my girl. You're coming with me on the road. She's been the clap starter this whole time, guys. Pick it up. Come on. Don't leave her out there all by herself. Someone else start a clap, why don't you? Thank you. Okay, so then everything in between, you can imagine as well, right? My parents are getting divorced, and it feels like my fault, or I'm ashamed of it, and my teacher, and my grades, and my stress, and my this. So all walks of life, and our conclusion, after meeting 100,000 of you in person, was that our mental, physical, and emotional well-being, so basically our entire well-being, is rooted in our worth, our self-worth, and we're living in an epidemic of self-doubt. So how could we transform self-doubt back into self-love? By the way, self-doubt is a part of it. It's a part of this human thing. It's not about sidestepping adversity and tiptoeing around struggle and pain. It's about being able to have it, share it, be supported by it, and let it go. That's what this life is. Instead of it building inside of us and creating this dis-ease, which sometimes turns into a disease of some sort. So one day, one girl was like, you came in here, and you changed our lives, and everything's different. Now you're leaving, and it's not okay, and you can't just send me online. We need something like this in person. And I was like, we were like, okay, we can't be here every week, so would you be down to start this? Would you be down to host a conversation like this once a week? And she was like, me? And in that moment, when she had that big question mark after the word me, we were like, yes, you, it has to be you. It has to be all of you. It certainly can't be us, nor should it be us. Because what we're actually trying to do is shift culture. We're trying to fundamentally raise the standards for how we treat ourselves, how we treat each other, and how we treat the world. And there's a lot of programs out there, there's a lot of access you have to adults coming in and sharing their experience and you learning from that experience. There are not a lot of programs that you're looking to your peer, and your peer is the one holding you accountable. And so we started this local chapter program that ended up being the bread and butter of this organization, the most impactful program we have. And it's these girls, these peer-to-peer groups. These girls say, I want to be a leader. I want to start a chapter. And then they fill out an application, and we give them all of these resources and all of this leadership coaching and this huge support system of all of these other chapter leaders across the country and the world. And they go find people in their schools and in their communities, and they host these meetings once a week. And what these girls have done has been mind-blowing, because they have taken it into their own community, into their own struggles, into their own personal scenarios and what's going on with their group of people, and they've run with it. We've had digital campaigns launched, social media campaigns launched from chapters that have been more successful than the ones that we put out, that we like spend money on, and they're just like going. We've had girls raise thousands and thousands of dollars for local causes that they're really passionate about. We've had girls bring in some of the most impressive speakers to speak to their chapter because they wanted to. And so we realized that what we really have to do is we have to invest in you. Like, we're invested in the leaders and the members who become part of these groups are leaders. And what we've now come to is a community of girls who are looking to each other, holding each other accountable to lift each other up instead of breaking each other down, to understand that hurt people hurt people, and bullying the bullies is so pointless and actually cruel, because whatever someone's saying to you that's mean, they are being 10 times more mean to themselves inside of their own head. I promise you that. I promise you that. Every time I speak, there's someone in the audience that gives me, now I say every time, and I'm like, oh gosh, who's it gonna be? But there's someone who's giving me like a stink face. I'm not interested. Why do you have me here? And I'm straight up for real intimidated by these people. And I'm like, oh God, why don't you just leave then? I didn't mean that. And at the end of it, they wait till everybody's out of the room, and then they break. And it's these people who walk around with this exterior, this hard exterior, stink face. You know the stink face. You know? I almost had everyone do a stink face just for my own amusement. But there is such a thin line between that stink face and so many tears. And so the I Am That Girl chapters know that. Hurt people hurt people. And what the coolest thing is that we hold each other accountable. So if one person's here in a chapter meeting and someone starts gossiping about someone else, someone can just say, who knows what she was going through? And that's like code word for let's move on from like talking about someone else. Because there's very few times where talking about someone else in any capacity is like good or healthy. Usually it's best to go directly to the source. And if someone says, someone's talking and talking, and then she's like, anyway, sorry, you're gonna have three girls being like, sorry, you're not sorry. And if you say something negative about something about yourself out loud, you're gonna have two girls being like, don't talk about you that way. And it's this amazing accountability where everybody's raised their hand to have the same set of values and the same set of standards for how we treat each other and ourselves and the world. And so you have this group of peers who are holding you up to this standard that's where we all actually want to be in the first place. And in the meantime, anything is said and anything goes and everyone gets to speak and be heard. So what I actually want to try out right now is this thing that we do at every single I Am That Girl team staff meeting and that every single chapter does. And it's called, I know there's teachers in here, but it's called I'm a Badass Because, or I Am That Girl Because, the more appropriate thing to say. But whatever calls to you, I'm just gonna deem it okay for this time and space. And it's a moment in time where you get to be heard and where you get to share maybe, you know, where you are, what you might be going through, and why you think you're awesome. So I would love to play this little game with you. And I'll start, and then you can go. I'm a badass because... didn't think of this ahead of time, which you're not supposed to. So it's okay, take a minute to think. I'm a badass because, okay, I'll be super honest. I didn't prepare for this talk at all. And it's something that I'm working on because I'm so passionate about this and I'm very comfortable talking to people. And I lean on that. And the truth is, you all deserve to be prepared for. And even though I've spoken hundreds of times, every place is different. And I woke up this morning feeling bad about myself and guilty because I didn't prepare in a way that I would have, in the way that you deserve me to. And I'm here anyway. And that's just my truth right now. And I love you all, and I hope that the message was conveyed. Okay, cool. That was more honest than I was expecting to be. Anyone else? There's a microphone right here. You can just sort of jump up.
Nice.
Yeah, come on up. Yeah, there you go.
Hi, everybody. My name is Dior Murrow. I actually work for Girl Scouts, and I am that girl because I am myself wherever I am. So the girl you see that just sashayed up here is the same girl you will see Monday through Friday. And at this moment in my life, my heart's beating really fast and I just got out of breath because I'm nervous. But I'm actually trying to start my own business for event planning called Mink Occasions, which is Moments Inspired by Queens, with my girlfriend, Alberta James, from Millersville University that we graduated together. And also what I found in working with Girl Scouts and starting Mink Occasions is I have a very grand passion for young women. And I see and I hear so much and I notice that they have so many negative things coming at them on a regular basis that it's so hard to, one, be comfortable in your own skin and have what I say to my mom all the time, your own theme music. I feel like every woman should have their own theme music in their head when they walk every day. And I do, clearly, as you see. So I just want to continue to try to help girls find their worth and know their worth, because when you know it, you will not accept anything else from anybody else.
Awesome.
Hi, my name is Sally Abdel-Ghaffar, and I'm a teacher, and I get to take my 15 amazing young feminist students to this conference, and I'm a badass because I went to get a JD and a master's, and I decided that in order for me to be an everyday activist, I could be a teacher. And that's the way I could be an everyday activist.
Awesome.
Secondly, because my students are launching a National Consent Day, one in out of four women in this room have been sexually abused once in their life, and they will be launching the first ever National Consent Day at New York City, and we would love for any young women to join us on this campaign.
I'm just gonna ask, and I think this is really important. That's why you're all here, to network and learn these things about each other. But if we can keep these personal, and then right after, maybe we pick an area where whoever has something cool going on, we have that, like, the cool things going on area. Is that cool? Cool.
Well, my advisor told me I can't say I'm a bid.
That's okay.
So I'm that girl because there's no one in this world that can stop me from being who I am or silence my voice. So I'm really big on that, and I'm very big on social justice. That's why I want to go into broadcast journalism, to shed light on the things that are, you know, brushed under the rug, and there's no one that will stop me from doing that.
Sophia.
My name is Omaris, and I'm from the Milton Hershey School, and I am that girl because I'm a senior in high school right now, and I'm scared out of my mind of going to university and going beyond, but I submitted an application to Georgetown University, and I don't know. And I have no idea whether or not I'm gonna get in, but I know I'm gonna frame that rejection letter if I get it. And I just feel so much confidence right now, and thank you.
Good for you. Also, if something really strikes you, we have this thing called heart claps. When it's like, sometimes it's this, but sometimes it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I am that girl because personally in life, I choose to win. It's a mindset that I adopted because I, much like you, found myself a victim of circumstances and what I allowed myself to be victimized. And when I chose to change my mind about who I am, meaning I am valued, I am significant, I have purpose and significance beyond my own understanding, there's a power within me that needs to come out, then I grew to become, as you mentioned, without saying these words, unapologetically me. Me in every environment, every place I could stand and I can be. And I chose to change my career from the corporate space to start a nonprofit that does almost exactly what you did. So it's called I Choose to Win.
Nice.
And we are finally launching an app so every young lady can see themselves as a winner.
Amazing.
So I'm that girl because I want every young lady to see themselves as a winner.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hi. I don't normally speak in public, so.
Good for you.
I'm a badass because I graduate college next month, and although I have no idea what I am going to do with my life, I made it, and I'm proud of myself.
Good for you.
Hi, I am that girl because I am beautiful and through all my flaws.
Into the microphone, please.
Hi, I am that girl because through all my flaws, anything, I'm still gonna be beautiful and always gonna still be that girl.
Good for you. How long time? What time is it? All right, cool. We've got about 10 minutes just to give you an idea. But let's keep rocking it. This is amazing.
Hello, everybody. My name is Tracy Williams, and I am that girl because I know that I am unstoppable, simply because I have God on my side, and I know that he is with me wherever I go. So I'm very thankful because he has changed me in so many ways, and I'm so excited for all the amazing, great things and all the possibilities and all the adventures that he will put me through. So I am that girl because I have faith.
Good for you.
Hi. I am a badass because I am confident. A lot of people used to call me ugly because I was too dark or because I was too short or my hair wasn't that long. But what makes me a badass is that no matter how many times people would have a negative impact on me, I will always stay positive and do what I thought was best for myself. And that's why I am a badass.
Thank you.
Sup? Name's Jennifer Joseph. I'm from Cheltenham High School. I'm a senior. And I am a badass because I'm not afraid to make any joke that I want to. It does not matter to me. I am on the autism spectrum, and my mom's always saying, why you gotta be so weird? But it's just fun. It's just fun to be weird.
I agree.
I love it.
I agree. Let's get weird, people.
I am that girl because I'm different, and I won't let nobody stop me because I look different. I'm determined to be a better person and change somebody's life.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
A little bit more in the mic.
I'm Rachel, and I'm a badass because I can acknowledge my privilege and white feminism, and I know that white feminism is not the right feminism.
Awesome. Speak into that mic, it's a little low.
Hello, my name is Najee. I am that girl because I'm scared, but I won't stop. I'm not afraid to be me, uncontrollably free. I just wrote this, you see. I'm that girl because I'm being all that I can be.
Hi, my name's Paige. I'm also from Cheltenham High School. I'm a junior. I'm that girl because I am a musician, currently singer-songwriter in the indie alternative spectrum area. And it's a very male-dominated spectrum, and sometimes it's I'll perform with a bunch of performers and I'll be the only female there. And so I'm that girl because I like to provide a female voice and the other male-dominated sound of that particular group.
Hi, my name is Tatiana Green, and I'm from Massey Charter School, Thomas Campus. I'm that girl because I'm everything I want to be. The question is not who am I to be great, but who am I not to be great? And through that confidence, I will create a platform for other girls.
Okay. Okay. Hi. So I have, like, gotten bullied a lot, and it sucks. And so now I feel like I'm really annoyed because of that, it's kind of shaped me and made me really, like, defensive. So, like, somebody says, like, one mean thing, I'm like, what? And, like, really, like, attacking. So that's really annoying. And so now I'm that girl because I really like myself. I'm really optimistic, and I think I have a fun style, and I'm, like, adventurous, and I think I'm really cool, and I'm gonna get past that defensiveness, and I'm awesome. So.
Good for you.
Hi, I'm Keshia Lark from Massey Thomas Charter Campus.
Speak up a little bit.
Hi, I'm Keshia Lark. I'm from Massey Thomas Charter Campus, and I'm that girl because anything I set my mind to, can and will be achieved, no matter how many times people say I can't do it.
Good for you.
So before I start, I don't normally sound like this. I'm just getting over a cold.
Cool.
But I believe I'm that girl because I am aware of my weaknesses. And just recently, I got over them because I am sick of being depressed. I have been depressed since middle school. I've been bullied. I've been picked on. And I have attempted suicide at least 5 times. Mm. And yet, I'm still here. For anybody in the room who feels as though that they need to take their own life, I'm here to tell you that you don't. And if you really think you shouldn't, because you'll miss out on a lot of stuff, and I'm thankful that I'm here.
So. Stay. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ayana from...
A little louder.
Okay. Hi, I'm Ayana from Hardy Williams Academy Mastery Charter, and I am that girl because I lead by example. I've always been around negative space, especially in school. And I think the only way to be above that is to just forget about what anything that anybody says and just to be you.
Hello, can everybody hear me?
Yeah, okay.
My name is Rihanna, and I'm that girl because I am black, and black is beautiful. I am beautiful, and beautiful is me. And I am strong because I promise you all that I will stand up for this community.
Where's our sound man?
Hi, I'm Deetra Butler Lopez. I'm the founder of Gleam. I'm that girl because I fit in nobody's box. I choose to go down nobody's lane and I create my own. As I do that, I take as many women, as many girls as I can. I'm that girl.
Good for you.
I'm Janie, and I am that girl because 6 months ago, I was in a very dark place, and I have then acknowledged my weaknesses and overcome them and allowed myself to be who I am and to be happy.
I just want to interject really quickly. It's okay also to not be okay sometimes. And we're powerful people in this room, and it's keep going with all of this. But the way of this is not, I was sad and now I'm happy and that's why we're cheering. The claps are just because you're speaking and you're being brave enough to stand up. And so I just want to give everyone permission to like be wherever it is that you are, and that's all good. Please.
Hi, I'm Ella. I'm from Harvest Collegiate High School. I'm a freshman, and I am that girl because I am not afraid to go out and perform, and I'm super nerdy and geeky. And if any of you guys are familiar with Harry Potter, I represent both Ravenclaw and Slytherin, so.
Amazing.
Hi, my name is Emma Ward. I'm from Downingtown West High School. I am that girl because 2 months ago I was told that I should commit suicide and that I was not worth it. And I fell into a really dark place and I'm still kind of there today, but I realized that I'm so much worth, I'm worth so much more than what those notes have told me.
Hi, my name is Season, and I'm from Eastern University Academy Charter School. I am that girl because I am a senior. Also, I am that girl because I'm misunderstood. And I like to think that that's beautiful, and I won't let nobody control my life but me.
Hi, I'm Laura, and I'm low-key terrified right now. But yeah, I'm that girl because I've been trying to be more comfortable with myself, and I am, I've got homecoming court, and I've gotten a lot of stuff this year, senior year, and in the past I've struggled a lot with self-image and feeling really lonely, even though I have a lot of friends and I'm how you said, bubbly all the time because I want people to like me. But I'm that girl because I know that now, even though it's struggle sometimes, but that I am worth it and I am worth something.
We have 5 minutes and it would kill me to not hear everyone. So maybe if you're not standing up in line now, hold off. And if we have more, we can invite more. But let's finish off the people that are standing. Hi.
Hello, everyone. My name is Nakia and I'm so terrified. You're all looking at me. I am that girl because I know who I am and who I want to be. And I know that, okay, sometimes I'm not okay, but I know I have to push through in order for everyone to see how happy I am and how unique I am. That's why I'm that girl.
Hey. All right, my name is Taylor, and I'm here with Downingtown West High School. Hey. I am that girl because despite, discrimination and a little bit of racism and a little bit of stereotyping, it won't stop me from doing what I want to do and being who I want to be, even though, there shouldn't really be, I'm in theater, so there shouldn't really be an Asian Cinderella, but I'm going to try anyway, because if I'm the best in the room.
There absolutely should be, by the way.
And I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
Hi, I'm Vivian, and I'm here with Girl Scouts, and I'm that girl because I'm not afraid to push boundaries in male-dominated activities. I'm the president of my Future Business Leaders of America club, which is a club totally based on guys. It's three girls, and I work in the broadcasting field at school, so I'm the one that handles all the equipment and films and edits it. It's very male-dominated in that class, so that's why I'm that girl.
I'm Olivia, and I'm that girl because I'm someone that a lot of people think should have it together, and a lot of people think I do have it together, but I am totally okay with not having it together. Okay.
Hi everyone, my name is Zabri and I am currently an 11th grade student at East University Academy Charter School, and I'm that girl because I'm overcoming stereotype. My father is incarcerated, but I'm still moving on and going forward with my life, so that's why I'm that girl.
All right, we got 1 minute for you four. Let's go.
Hi, my name is Lilo, and ever since I was young, I've been kind of, I've grown up asthmatic, short, and I'm currently going through a tough time health-wise. I'm currently homebound, so I'm not in school. But I'm a badass because I've been recruited by a couple universities to Cox for the men's rowing team. So.
Good for you. That's awesome.
Hi, my name is Christina, and I'm from Shawnee High School. And I'm a badass because I've learned how important it is to be confident in yourself, because I feel like a lot of girls are really afraid to be confident, and they don't realize that that's, like, one of the most important, attractive, like, beautiful qualities that a girl can have. And I feel like I'm learning to do that, so.
I'm Liz. I'm from Miller Hershey School. I'm actually really terrified. This is the first time I say anything about my past in front of this many people, but I'm a badass because I don't let my past define me. I've had, like, every abuse possible, sexual abuse by two different people, physical, verbal, mental, everything, and it doesn't really define me now because I'm who I am because of that, and I don't really care.
And you have great style.
Hi, my name is Samadi, and I'm from Lincoln Leadership Academy Charter School. And I am that girl because I've been through so much in my life, and in December, I'm getting ready to publish my book about my life.
Wow. You are such beautiful human beings. Thank you so much for showing up and for being who you are and for seeing who you are. Hi.
You got me.
Last one. Go for it.
Okay, I am that girl because I am a badass. I'm 53 years old. I am reliving my life. How do I say that? Let's see. Married at 26. Special needs child at 29. 31 weeks ago, my husband committed suicide. Mm. Therefore, when you get to a place in this life, and I'm just telling all of you, I'm living proof that you can be who you are, you can still move forward, and you don't have to let these things in your past creep up into your future, because we're all winners. We can all walk forward, and life can be very kind.
Thank you. So you're all a room full of amazing badasses. Meet each other. Start an I Am That Girl chapter. You will be entered into a community that will change your world and your life forever. It has changed mine. Thank you. Thank you for being here. I'll hang out. I wish we had more time. I love you. I love you all. Thank you.